Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In French, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome to Health and Wellbeing with Viata. It's a beautiful, cool morning in Florida, and I'm so very grateful to be able to speak to you without being so congested. I've been congested for the last week or so. Which basically for me meant I got totally out of balance with my dosha. My dosha, we're going to talk about Ayurvedic medicine today, and how we get out of balance for many is called obesity. For me, I don't get obesity. I have never in my 67 years on this earth ever been obese or overweight. Actually, I take that back. I was overweight at the end of my pregnancy with my, I think, first and second child. I gained 50 pounds in 9 months, but I gave it, some grace because I was carrying a child in here. But that's the only time that I had more weight on me or fat on me when I was pregnant. Otherwise, I'm what's called a Vata dosha in Ayurvedic medicine. Being overweight is not a problem for me. All the other areas of congestion and nervousness and anxiety, that's what gets me. That's what I would call being out of balance. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning is when you're out of balance. Society calls it obesity, overweight. But what happens in the Ayurvedic principles and philosophy is that we get out of balance with our dosha. And that's what we're going to share with you today so that you can think more positive about your physical body balancing and overbalancing. Instead of taking on society's definitions, just thinking about, well, I'm out of balance. How do I get back in balance? And that's what we want, or what they call homeostasis. Homeostasis is like everything's in balance, everything's working in a good way or in a effective way, nutritional way. absorbing all your nutrients, all of that is balanced. So thank you for joining me this morning all over the globe. I'm here in my living room. This is my living room of my new home. As some of you know, I have renovated 90% of a shed that sat here for 20 years on my son's property. He didn't own this property before, but I found out this shed was built about 20 years ago, and it was empty, totally empty. In fact, let me just shift my camera upwards to show you the ceiling. That's the ceiling and my new fan. My son bought me that fan, and that's the whole place looked like that. Wood panelings, wood beams, it was all over. And I had to do a lot of painting. I had to do a lot of painting to bring it up to standard, my standard. I had hung some chimes here. That's kind of my security. And I have a bookcase and chairs and a bed. And I had to spend a lot more money to put in a bathroom and kitchen because there was no serious plumbing in here. So I'm so grateful to be in this space. It's 320 square feet. Now, this is twice the size of my former tiny house, 160 square feet, which I lived in for 5 years and on wheels, tiny house on wheels, 160 square feet. So I've been promoted to a 320 square foot castle, I would call it, my castle. And my dwelling place, my very peaceful dwelling place, because I can play my own music here and meditate and incense and all the things I need to feel so comfortable, peaceful, and healthy. But this congestion came about mainly because corn chips, popcorn, and I would say too much processed vegan food came into the system. And those are the things that get me out of balance. My body type likes warm foods, spicy foods, things that warm me up because I'm tending to be colder. And that's what we're going to share with you today. And I have a guest coming on, hopefully Jody Susan, who is our Tuesday morning host, is going to join me later in the show to share her challenges that she's had with obesity. And I've invited other people to join me. But I'm dedicating this show to my granddaughter. Her name's Jasmine. And Jasmine has the opposite dosha that I have. She's a more of a kapha body, even though it's 7 years old. She has a thicker skin, and she's going to have a tendency to be overweight if she doesn't watch her balancing and the things that keep her out of balance. And she's what's called a kapha in Ayurvedic medicine. So I'm dedicating this show to her that as she gets older, she'll listen to this show and become so knowledgeable and wise about how to take care of her body and not end up like some of the relatives in her life who are very obese. And even though I have not had a challenge with obesity, I've watched others in my life, other people in my life who have been challenged with obesity. And so I'm offering this not just for my grandchildren, but any of you out there who are challenged with being out of balance. And we're going to show you how your particular body type, there are three main body types in Ayurvedic medicine philosophy. And we're going to show you why your particular body type gets out of balance in certain ways more than other types of dosha or body type. So, but let's get busy with rolling some joints. And rolling joints is one of the things every dosha type should participate in. Why? Because we all have a circulatory system and we all have joints. Some of us don't have the same type of joints, but we all have joints, circulatory system, and that's what helps us stay in balance, among other things. So we're going to put on some music, time for healing, and get busy doing what we can do with our joints to improve our lymphatic system and our circulatory system and get some synovial fluid in these joints. And we're going to start with rolling our neck around to the music. We're going to do some neck rolling, just a few with the music. Then shoulder rolls And then we're going to get on our back, kick our legs up, and roll those ankle and wrist joints, knee joints, and then get the legs moving to get some fluid in our hips. So let's get busy. Time to hit.
Healing through our
family,
all around the world.
matter where you are, if you're just sitting at a desk, you can do this. Activating the vagus nerve, which travels all over the body like a tree of life, bringing the energy and the message. The vagus nerve is actually connected to your gut as well. And it sends messages from the brain to the gut, commanding this army of microbes down here to activate the body and protect the body and send out viruses, yes, and bacteria, whatever is needed to bring the body back into balance. And let's just pat down the arms, side the abdomen, give that army, microbe army, a little pat of love. Give your kidneys and adrenals a little pat on the back area, upper back, lower back, and go down the legs and just love, love, love. And let's just give thanks by breathing in and out, breathing in from the belly. Belly comes out when you inhale and exhale, breathing in and out. Breathe, big breath in, hold it, in, hold it, and release. Inhale and exhale. Keep practicing your inhaling and exhaling, especially if you're out of balance in your weight and the fat around your body. We accumulate a lot of fat around our bones because of mind, body, spirit, energy that's out of balance. And so that's what we're going to talk about today with Ayurvedic medicine. So I'm going to give you a view of my ceiling. That's unfinished ceiling work up there. While I go back to my studio and you get a view of my nice ceiling fan. And we're back in the studio. Voila! Here we are. And there's my cover of my dad's book on football and beyond, Sherman J. Howard. And behind me here is the German New Medicine chart. That is your biology. I'm going to talk more about that as we go throughout the year. This is your biology, German New Medicine chart that charts all the major diseases in the body. And I went to school for that several years ago so that I could share with you my experience in that area. And I talk about that often, so you probably are familiar with German New Medicine. So here we are. This is April 8th. This month is moving right along as usual. And we're here on the Friday, this is the first Friday or second Friday of April. So we're already moving right along into April, this is the second quarter of 2022. So that's significant in that today we're looking at the number nine. The number nine today says about birthing and giving birth. And that's what I'm feeling like lately with all the knowledge that has been coming in and then clearing out my sinuses and my body of all the congestion, all the mucus. Mucus is forms in our body actually as a protection, like a seal of protection when we're eating too much processed food, too much meat. You're going to get more mucus, especially in the morning. You wake up and you're blowing your nose and coughing and spitting out mucus. You're going to get more mucus in your body when you're out of balance with your dosha, who you really are. So Ayurvedic medicine principles, philosophy was introduced to me about 20 years ago, actually, when I started a course on becoming a master herbalist. That was part of the program to learn about Ayurvedic medicine. And it's an Indian philosophy, Indian teaching. that brings in the earth elements, water, fire, air, water, fire, air. And that is what our bodies are made of, water, fire, air. And some of us have a greater amount of fire, air, or water in them, in their bodies. And there's this philosophy of Ayurvedic is so simple on so many levels, because there's basically three doshas that you can fit into to discern or describe your own physical body: water, fire, air. And then as you go through life and you understand your own dosha, whether it's kapha, pitta, or vata, you are better able, in my opinion, to bring your body back into balance, knowing the dosha that you carry in this physical body. And a dosha involves not just the physical part, but it involves your emotions and your eating habits, and all of that tells you about the physical fire, water, air that you carry more of, say, than the next person. And the interesting thing is I birthed two male bodies out of my womb. Two male bodies came out of my womb, and they're not the same doshas. So that's what's really fascinating about Ayurvedic philosophy is that not just because the mother is, say, vata like myself, and their father was strong kapha, which is a thick skin, they came out different too. They don't come out in either one. In fact, my oldest son is kind of a combination of pitta vata, whereas my youngest son is strong kapha like his dad. And if you can discern and understand these doshas, these body types and emotional types from the Eastern philosophy, you can really be your own doctor. You can be better at diagnosing and determining what it is your body's missing, why you have these symptoms in your body, and looking at the habits that you've been involved in and the behavior you've been involved in based on your own body type, you can really see why you're obese or out of balance. I'd like to say out of balance, but society says, we've had an obesity epidemic for a while. And McDonald's French fries and hamburgers is part of the cause, because people choose comfort food over nutritional food. And we're going to learn the kapha type that tends to be more obese or carry more weight, when you have thick skin, thick bones, those are the body types that easily get out of balance and overweight. If you recognize that about yourself, what does that say about the lifestyle you need to lead? See, I can lead a lifestyle that I can tolerate maybe more processed foods sometimes and sugary heavy foods than the kapha person. And yet my body type will get out of balance too, with anxiety or nervousness or weakness or in any number of symptoms, because I'm out of balance. Even if I eat a kapha person should not eat when they get overbalanced. So that just makes us such unique individuals. Each one of us is very, very unique. Even though you might be a kapha and you might be a vata. I lived with a woman in an ashram, yoga ashram, for a year and a half. We both were very strong vatas, thin, not very, a lot of meat on the bones, not a lot of fat on the bone. But we had some very different emotional triggers and energies going. Why? Because we didn't live in the same household. We didn't grow up same household. So that is what sets you apart from another kapha or another pitta type dosha because of the way you grew up. And many people will deny that they had imperfect parents and it shaped the way they behave in their adult life. But that is the one factor that differentiates you from someone with the same body type as yourself. in the way you get sick and your disease, your childhood traumas, your childhood relationships determine how well and how balanced your adult life will be based on the relationship. So you have Ayurvedic medicine principles will teach us about different body types, but they also say that the way you respond or react to situations in your life will determine the disease levels that you have versus someone who did not grow up in the same stressful, traumatic environment who will not have the same disease. So let's start out, let's see, we're 3 minutes from a commercial and the squirrels are on my roof. And let's start out with a little explanation of what is Ayurveda so that we all get a basic understanding of Eastern medicine. Now, why are we talking about Ayurveda? Because Western medicine has failed us for the most part. I would give thanks and praise to every emergency room staff in the United States that helps to get broken bones fixed and trauma victims back into a normal life. But in terms of preventing disease and treating imbalances in the body, Western medicine has failed us. So let's look at what is Ayurveda, in case this is new to you. We want everybody to start up. Why are we talking about it, especially in terms of obesity and overweight situations?
Ayurveda. Ayur meaning science and Veda meaning life. Ayurveda is often referred to as the science of life or the wisdom of life. Wisdom, knowledge is power. And when you know better, you can do better. Ayurveda is the ancient system of Indian medicine. What's so incredible about Ayurveda is that it's uniquely tailored to each person's psychophysiological constitution. This is not a one-size-fits-all approach to your health. Using the principles of Ayurveda, you can make choices that are going to empower you to change your life and improve your well-being. While Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old discipline out of India, it could not be more timely and more relevant in Western culture than it is today. Over the last 100 years, we have really been leaning on Western medicine as a preventative, as a way to manage our symptoms, and it simply is not working. As we all know, there are climbing rates of heart disease, obesity, and other chronic preventable illnesses that are due to lifestyle choices. When it comes to emergency medicine and life or death scenarios, Western medicine is absolutely an incredible approach. But when it comes to what you choose on a daily basis, on the way that you take care of yourself, Western medicine is not working. So we need to move away from this mentality of jumping in and getting a prescription or popping a pill to manage our symptoms. Symptoms are our body's way of gently telling us that something is not working, something is imbalanced. Ayurveda gets to the root of the imbalance and does not address just the symptom, which results in someone actually having a whole health overhaul. So I highly implore you to continue to learn more about your unique constitution and know that this method of healthcare and of well-being, it's tailored to the individual. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach, and that is why it is so impactful. Starting to learn about your constitution is not only going to enable and empower you to take charge of your individual health, but also the health of close members of your family, your friends, and even the health of your community.
All right, so that was an introduction to Ayurveda. Okay, we got light coming in. Ayurveda, and when we come back from the break, we're going to get deeper into this philosophy that is very helpful for those of you who want to take charge of your health to recognize what is it about your particular body type, emotions, and childhood relationships that can help you determine how to get your body back in balance. So let's get back to, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
April 8th, 2022, a number nine is speaking to us today about giving birth. Number nine is about being in the womb for 9 months and starting and construction and transformation and so many other things the number nine represents. But generally, that's what this day is vibrating with, a number nine. And if you have any other ideas about number nine, call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 if you want to speak about your doshas, your obesity, your overweight challenges. And hopefully later in the program, we're going to hear from our Tuesday host, Jody, about her journey of being very overweight and how she has had met those challenges and had lots of victories over being overweight. But today we're introducing you to Ayurveda because the Western medicine program hasn't worked very well because we have an obesity epidemic in the United States, if not the world. I think United States is the biggest problem because of probably mainly our diets. And we're going to get into the doshas, what gets a dosha, certain doshas off balance versus foods that can help get the weight off. And sugar is just a big one with all three doshas. But here's some information about the doshas. We're going to start with Ayurveda. It talks about doshas or body types. And I'll go into this in more detail, but this is kind of a summary on what are the doshas.
Whether you're new to Ayurveda or not, you've probably heard the word dosha and wondered what it means. Doshas are the central concept in the ancient tradition of Ayurveda. They represent energetic forces of nature within the body and mind and are made up of the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, also called space. These elements combine uniquely to create the three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Each dosha is primarily composed of two main elements. The especially mobile nature of air and the spacious quality of ether combine to create vata. In the body and mind, vata is expressed as movement, creativity, and the flow of breath. The intense, transformative nature of fire and the spreading fluidity of water combine to forge pitta. In the body and mind, pitta is expressed as digestion, intelligence, and the metabolism. And finally, the solid density of earth and the binding cohesion of water shape kapha. In the body and mind, kapha is expressed as love, structure, and the lubrication of the joints and tissues. The unique ratio of vata, pitta, and kapha within each of us defines our Ayurvedic constitution, our individual blueprint for optimal health. This significantly influences our physical, mental, and emotional tendencies, as well as our strengths and vulnerabilities. If you don't know your Ayurvedic constitution, take the dosha quiz linked in the description. As you learn more about the doshas, they can be found in everyone and in everything. You can see them represented in varying climates, like a windy, crisp fall day, or in different foods, like a spicy pepper, and within individual species, such as a slow sloth or a quick hummingbird. Understanding the doshas is a wonderful tool for appreciating our world as a force of nature. With time, the doshas can shed light on our personal nuances, guide us in improving our self-awareness, and help us to understand how to best support ourselves when and where it matters most. We would love to support you in beginning to recognize the doshas in your life. Be sure to watch our videos.
All right, so that's an introduction to the earth, water, fire, air elements of nature that are in all of us. All of us have these earth, water, fire, air elements in us, but some have more than others, okay, in different doses. So let me go over those three doshas, or what they call constitutions, in more detail. And I want you to take note to determine whether you're one or the other, and whether maybe you're a mix of you. Sometimes there's two. There's not always just one strong. I'm a strong vata. And some people are strong kaphas. And then some people are a mixture of pitta and kapha, or pitta and vata. So I'm going to read to you the elements of the doshas, or the descriptions, the characteristics of each dosha, and in your own mind, in your own thoughts, which ones do you think you fall into? And then we're going to go into the kapha elements especially, because those are the people with strong kapha that tend to get overweight easily. So first of all, vata. Vatas are generally thin, flat-chested, fast, thin, and irregular pulses. Tall or short, with narrow shoulders and hips, noticeable veins and muscle tendons, sensitive nervous system, difficulty gaining weight, that's me, and can eat anything without gaining weight. I can pretty much eat anything without gaining weight, but it'll affect me in other areas like my nervous system and my mucus forming. But weight, not a problem. I could eat pizza all day and cake all day, would not gain a pound, but that would be pretty out of balance in my nervous system and my digestive area. dry, cracked skin, tans easily, prone to eczema and psoriasis, cool skin. I always touch people with my hands and they're ice cold most of the time. Dark, coarse, and curly hair. Rough nails, irregular marked ridges or depressions, nail biters, bucked, crooked, or even uneven teeth, sensitive to hot and cold, loves warm climates. That's why I'm in Florida. Tendency to insomnia, very much so for me. Poor circulation, tendency toward muscle spasm and cramps, tends to overextend, loves variation in lifestyle, easy to pursue a spiritual life, sensitive to subtle energies and a desire for harmony. Now that's a Vata general. Not every Vata or not every person with Vata characteristics it has these particular areas in their or characteristics in their life. They could be a combination of, say, Vata and Pitta. So Pitta is recognized to have medium frame, well-balanced, of average weight, gain or lose weight easily. It could depend on what they're eating and their emotions. Physically graceful and strong, light or coppery skin, sensitive to the sun, freckles, skin irritated easily, prone to rashes, warm-bodied, perspire easily, early baldness or gray, strong nails, strong digestion and good appetite. Eating calms them, likes cold drinks. Least affected by poor food combining. Regular and frequent bowel function, strong regular full pulse, regular and no problems with sleep, sleeps lightly and wakes up alert. Strong leaders, outgoing, ambitious, intense, competitive, easily imbalanced by the toxic emotions of others, hostility, hatred, jealousy, dedicated to self-growth, spends money appropriately. Now, I see my granddaughter in this Pitta area, even though I look at her mostly Kapha. She's probably a combination of Pitta and Kapha. One thing that I read here, likes cold drinks. Even at the age of 7, she's gotten this idea that she only wants to drink cold water, cold beverages, cold drinks. And I shared with her, well, people who prefer cold beverages in the Kapha Pitta area tend to get overweight pretty quick. And that's been an observation of people in my life for the last, say, 30 years. I've noticed people who are overweight, they love their cold drinks, whereas I tend to stay away from cold drinks unless it's 100 degrees outside. But my tendency is to drink warmer drinks. So Pitta, Vata combination. I have a little bit of Pitta in me. When it comes to certain areas here, physically graceful, median, there was something I read that said, that's me. But only one of the like 10 or 15 things listed here I could apply to myself, which tells me I'm not really Pitta. I have a little Pitta in me, but not a lot. I'm mostly Vata. Pretty much all the area of Vata applies to my body type, my emotions, and so forth. Now, Kapha. Kapha is the third element, earth, strong earth, water elements here. If you can identify with Kapha, then that's probably your dosha of being heavy bone structures, wide shoulders and hips, smooth and thick skin, short and squarish fingers and toes relative to the rest of the body. This is my granddaughter's. Tendency to store energy as in gain weight easily. Good circulation, though. I've always seen these people in my life who are strong Kaphas have good, strong circulation. Their body, their skin is usually warm all the time, but they put on weight really easily. But good circulation. Well-lubricated joints, skin, well-oiled, oily skin, oily hair, tans easily, oily, slightly wavy hair, eyes often large, chocolate or blue in color, needs regular exercise to do well. good muscle tone and coordination, pulse is slow, full, rhythmic, and strong, sleeps deep and alone, rarely have insomnia. That was my ex-husband. He's a strong coffee. He's very overweight now, but he could sleep deeply anywhere. My granddaughter, this is where I see she's a mix of pitta and kapha, because she doesn't sleep. She doesn't go to sleep very well or easily. And she has insomnia occasionally. She wants to stay up all night. Calm, this kapha can be calm, quiet, steady, relaxed and serious, easygoing, speak slowly and carefully, withdraw when confronted. Tends to accumulate possessions. Linked to the material world, tend to resist change, good managers and bureaucrats. Now, that is definitely the person I was married to for over 35 years. He's just about every area of this applies to him, and he's very overweight now, mainly because of the low exercise and the food that he eats. And so my granddaughter is starting to pick up some of these habits. And if we didn't have her in the swimming pool, she could lay around all day and play on her tablet and pretty much not be active or exercise. So her dad has to push her to get out there and exercise. And she's already got a little fatter around the middle, and she's only 7 years old. So I'm doing this again and dedicating it to my granddaughter, that one day she'll listen to this and be more wise and knowledgeable and just educated enough to listen to her body. Now, which one of these do you find yourself in? Which category do you find yourself in? If you're listening online or in the blog talk or in the Facebook Live studio, which one do you identify with most, Vata, Kapha, or Pitta, if you're listening? And when you look at your body today, what area do you need to work on in your body, whether it's your emotions, your nervous system, your circulation? How do you see these areas, Vata, Kapha, Pitta, assisting you, whether you're strong air, earth, water, fire, water, whether you... How do you see these areas, this knowledge, assisting you in bringing your body back into balance? So we're going to concentrate more on kapha and pitta today because we're talking about obesity, which is how many kapha and pittas get out of balance. They get out of balance easily in this area, overweight. And we're going to help you determine what is it you need to do in terms of Ayurvedic principles and philosophies to get back in balance. What type of foods do you need to maybe give up? For instance, in the food category, and this is from a book called Conscious Eating by Gabriel Cousins. He's a medical doctor who he used to live in Arizona. I think he moved to Israel. He's Jewish. And after Corona and the pandemic, he decided, yeah, he wanted to make Jerusalem his home or Israel his home. But he put out a book that gives all this information on the dosha. This is where I really got introduced to the Ayurvedic philosophy, was reading his book called Conscious Eating. If you want to know more about all this, you can go to Conscious Eating, Gabriel, or just go online. If you Google Ayurvedic principles, medicine, or go to YouTube, you'll find tons and tons of information. And it can help you, number one, stay away, get out of the medical system, the sick care system, and do some work on your own and become more disciplined. So in terms of kapha food guidelines, here are some of the foods that are unbalancing or aggravating for kapha. Those of you who tend to get overweight quickly, these foods are considered to be very unbalancing or aggravating. Any sweet and sour fruits, avocados, not good for you, bananas, coconuts, dates, figs, grapefruit, grapes. That's a lemons, melons, oranges, papaya, pineapples, plums. All of these are considered to be aggravating, which means Not that you don't, you shouldn't eat them, but you shouldn't be eating a lot of them, not eating them every day. And then the vegetables, sweet and spicy, juicy vegetables, cucumbers, olive, potatoes, especially sweet potatoes, squash, tomatoes, zucchini, aggravating for you. For me, it's a whole different story. Grains, oats, rice, wheat, sweeteners, definitely white sugars, aggravating, barley malt syrup, brown rice syrup, fructose, molasses, sucanat, legumes, tofu, off-balancing. And then the nuts you should stay away from, black walnuts, Brazil nuts, cashews, and coconut. So what are the fruits you can eat? You know, some people, I used to give this list to people, oh, what am I going to eat? Well, there's a whole bunch of fruits that you can eat it when you're overweight. Once you get your body in balance, you can enjoy these aggravating fruits a little more often. But if your body is currently off balance and aggravated and overweight, you want to stay away from those foods until you get them in. Now, what's going to balance your body? Here's this list of balancing foods for kapha. Apples. You can eat all the apples. The apples are going to help you take the weight off. Apricots. Berries. Wow. That's because berries are high in antioxidants. So that's what you should be just filling up your breakfast bowl with berries. Cherries. Cranberries. Dry figs, mango, peaches, pears, persimmons, pomegranates, prunes, and raisins. That's the fruit for kapha type who tend to be overweight that will help you get the weight off. And then vegetables that can help you get the weight off. Any pungent and bitter vegetables, asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, dulse, eggplant, ginger, horseradish, all those going to help you get that weight off. Jicama, kelp, kombu, leafy greens. I can't say that enough. That was the one food my former husband did not like to eat. And the weight just kept piling on. He loved peas, which should have been off his list. Kelp, okay, lettuce, mushrooms, onions, okra, parsley, peppers, potatoes, radishes, spinach, sprouts. And so any of those foods are going to help take the fat off, but not everyone wants to eat leafy greens. In fact, the other friend I have who has been struggling with her weight, she didn't want to have anything to do with leafy greens. She grew up in Puerto Rico, and we never ate that. I don't want it. And the weight just kept coming on and coming on. And then grains that help kapha, amaranth, barley, buckwheat, corn, millet, oats, quinoa, rice, rice cakes, rye, nuts, almonds. So lots of almonds for kapha type will help you. And hi, Jody's in the green room, so I'm going to bring Jody in here. And then sweeteners that can help you get your weight off, no sweeteners. Or no sweeteners except raw honey and fruit juice concentrate. All spices are good except salt. No dairy except ghee and goat milk. Oils, no oils except almond, corn, rapeseed. Now, all of these foods that I'm listing here are from the book Conscious Eating by Gabriel Cousins, MD. And these are general list of foods that can help kapha dosha types from Ayurvedic healing medicine get their weight, help get the fat off, along with other things that we have to do like exercise and so forth and so on. So I've got Jody Susan, our Tuesday host. I'm going to bring her in to share. Hello. Hey there, beautiful lady. And I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me this morning. Jody has agreed to come on and be totally transparent, as she's always anyway, about her journey with overweight and obesity and all that. I've been telling the audience, Jody, that I'd like to think of not obesity and overweight, but out of balance, when the body gets out of balance.
I think that's really empowering, yeah. Obesity is, it's a fact, but really It's about bringing the body and the mind, because I really want to talk about the mind, back into balance.
Absolutely.
So, and I have my, well, there's me as a bodybuilder, but there's me out of balance, right?
Yep. How many pounds out of balance were you?
I was 235 pounds.
235?
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
5'4".
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little bit out of balance.
Crap, right? Look at your face. You're like, girl.
Yeah. Which is awesome, because you have such a great story to tell about that journey. And we applaud you for having the mind balancing activity that brought you to where you are today. So go ahead, tell us about that journey.
Yes, thank you. So I want to start off and say the journey is really not about the weight loss, even though this is what people see, okay? And it gets people's attention. I just want to be totally transparent. This gets people's attention, this transition, and, you know, and then going from that to health. It gets people's attention, and I think that was God's work. Because really what my real issue was, and still is stress.
Stress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never eating. So I went from being a bodybuilder to obese in 30 days.
What?
The first 2 weeks, I gained 50 pounds. And so they put me on medication that actually turned off my brain.
Oh.
And so my brain stopped functioning at its optimal level and stopped communicating to the rest of my body. And so what happened with a part, and I forget what part of the brain it is, and I should go look it up, but the part that said, you're full, right? And someone who never ate when she was stressed, never ate, like I either worked out or didn't eat when I was stressed out, okay? And there was something that got turned off in my brain, and I didn't recognize when my body was full anymore, when my stomach was full. And so I would be sitting on the couch, sleeping. There was a box of cereal on the floor. And then I would eat the box. I mean, like, shovel it in my mouth.
Like Fruit Loops?
Right? Fruit Loops, Sugar Pops, Cocoa, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, they made up. But
right.
It, you know, box food. And then put it on the floor, roll over, sleep some more, roll back over, get the box, shove it in my mouth, okay? Because, so I'm here to tell people, if you're on medication and you gained weight, it's actually shifting something in your brain, okay? So that's part one. And I think it was Depakote that they started me on. Now that I think about it, Depakote was the first one that turned off my brain. So now I, you know, how I lost the weight was figuring out, because I had a lot of trauma. So here's the other thing. People who have trauma, right now, every single solitary person on the planet.
Right? Ooh, yeah.
Especially the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It causes, we know that the root cause of food sensitivity, which causes inflammation in your body, is trauma. So especially if over the last few years, if you've gained weight, you need to look at the trauma in your life and then see how your body's reacting to these foods. So I had a food sensitivity test done, because I had been traumatized over 2 decades, right? And I was breaking out in hives.
Mm.
So eventually what I did is, once I identified which foods caused inflammation,
I stopped eating those foods, and literally the weight drops off. I mean, I was on disability, so I needed I didn't have money for underwear, so I had to get a safety pin to hold my underwear up. So you have to imagine, I went from a 22 to an 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A 22. I was a size 22 to an 8. And I didn't have money for underwear, but I had safety pins.
Well, that's what happens.
Uh-huh. So now I want to tell you.
Wait, hold on. Hold that thought. You know what time it is. I just realized. Time for our break. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Jody Susan, who is our Tuesday host, Susan Essentials. And we want to come right back and hear her testimony about the journey with out of balance, body, mind, soul, inner emotions, all of that. It's not just one part of us. It's so many parts. So we'll be right back after the break.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Powerful testimony of how she got back in the balance in her body, mind, soul. And I looked up hypothalamus, I think is the part of the brain that regulates sugar, food intake. I think that's the one that part of the brain.
Hypothalamus.
And you're saying the medication you were on just shut that off or totally disrupted it.
And here's the other thing. You were talking about sweetness the other day or a moment ago. So there are sweeteners. that your body, I believe, can have. And monk fruit is zero glycemic index. So I use monk fruit. I really don't have sugar. I would say minuscule amounts throughout the week, you know, that in something else. But I don't actually put sugar into anything. If I do have a sweetness, a sugar, not cane sugar, it's in the form of a date syrup or dates.
That's my favorite. My favorite.
Yeah, it's very low glycemic. You know, I cook with it. I actually, my barbecue sauce is made from date syrup.
Cool.
You know. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to see my hot chili sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah. So eating healthy doesn't have to be boring.
Right.
I say that. And the other thing that I think is really important for everyone to hear is really the key thing to losing weight. Let's just not talk about the mental for the moment. I want to talk about what impacts the mental. Okay? It's your food supply. And so if there are chemicals like pesticides and hormones and parabens, and if that's in your food supply or your body lotion or your facial lotion, and women, listen up. If it's in your makeup.
Yeah, how about that one? Absorbing it right into your bloodstream. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Yeah.
You want to look, you, and I know you don't know this. Like, I know who's, like, there's someone who's listening going, what, what? But I know you don't know this. I'm an intuitive, sorry. So, not apologizing for it, but sorry for not making the connection for you.
Yeah.
So there's someone who's hearing this, but I think I hear it for the first time. So there are so many chemicals in our makeup, and there are brands of makeup. These are not MLMs or anything. I don't make any money, but I think it's called Bare Minerals.
Oh, I have that. I have some eyeshadow by that company.
Yeah, and then my girlfriend, Robin Wheeler out of Chicago, she has lipstick. It's all vegan, gluten-free, you know, made responsibly. It's fetish lips. I only wear her lipstick and her lip gloss. It's actually made for women of color, but I wear it because I like it.
Because it's fetish, fetish lips, you said?
Yeah, I can put it in the chat.
Okay.
Let me look that up. But so, yeah, here we go. Fetish lips. Let's see. Okay, so I will find that later so we don't take the time on the show. But there's Robin Wheeler. She's out of Chicago. It's F-E-T-I-C-H-E. For fetish lips or as fetish cosmetics or something like that. But she has really fantastic lipstick. It stays on well, and it's good. It's okay for your skin, right? And so what are we dying for, right? What are we dying for? Because that's what we're doing. We're slowly killing our bodies every time we put on makeup that has chemicals or eat food that has chemicals. And, you know, I often say, you know, shame on our government. Because there are, I'm doing this from memory, but I think there's at least 38 countries in the world that have already banned all the chemicals that we allow into our food supply, and we allow into our makeup, and we allow into our lotion,
That's right.
We allow into our water. And so, so really it's up to you, to take it on and, learn how to remove the toxicity from your world. And so why is that so important? Besides the fact that it disrupts your endocrine system, besides the fact that physically it doesn't make you feel good, I want to talk about mental health, right?
Right.
It stresses you out. So I hear, so there's someone who's listening. If you're responding, not responding, excuse me, if you're reacting to people, distinct from having a thoughtful response to someone, you are being, I'm hearing that you have too many chemicals in your body that's not allowing you to be in control of your own health, okay, and in control of the words that come out of your mouth, because it's rapid fire in the brain, and what I'm hearing is it's the prefrontal cortex right now for you, whoever this person is who's listening. And so the best way to do that is, you know, Vieta can do this for you. I can do this for you, but this is Vieta's show, so give Vieta a call and call her and find out how do you get rid of the toxins in your body, how do you go to eating healthy, and how do you calm your brain.
Okay, so Jody, let's talk about that, the comfort eating that so many people, how they get these chemicals in their body because they're eating food for comfort. I mean, let's admit dates don't comfort a lot of people when they're stressed because the sugar in a donut or a cupcake is a lot more powerful to raise those, endorphins. And that's how we get sick and out of balance is because we're using these processed chemicals basically to heal our emotions, soothe our stress, whatever. You know, what were you like your Cocoa Puffs and Fruit Loop box? That was a drug box. It was a box of drugs, right?
Well, you should have seen the box of Twinkies I ate before the workout before I got
sick. Yeah, let's bring
and ding dongs and you know, here I'm a skinny fat person because all the organs were surrounded by fat people.
So I wanna talk about
inside.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you are speaking to someone out there who has chemicals in their body and that's why they react to things in a negative way with harmful words or react with emotions that they later think, well, I shouldn't have reacted that way. But what's driving that? Chemicals, whether it's in drugs or food or alcohol or whatever, the comfort food or drugs or beverages is what is the beginning of the toxic reactions. And so I'm putting that in a way to let you take over and describe in your own life what are why the Fruit Loops and the Oreo cookies when we have dates? You know, what is it that's keeping us attached and addicted to all those comfort foods, which is to me the reason a lot of
addictive. So once you put that in your body literally craves more. And if you look back in the 50s or 60s, there was this debate between fat and sugar. Which one was bad for you?
Right.
Which one was the culprit for killing one of our presidents, okay? Because they think he had a heart attack. And what they decided was fat was bad. Now, sugar lights up 8 pleasure centers in the brain, so your brain's working like a flipping pinball machine.
Right.
Okay? Fat, our brain is made up of 70% fat, and it needs it, but it needs healthy fat. Okay, so let that sink in. What are healthy fats? Almonds, avocados,
coconut.
Actually, and cashews are nature's antidepressant. Okay, but you asked me, how do we get away from the comfort food and go towards something else? So I'm going to tell you, I used imagery. And so when I went to the store and I saw comfort food, I imagined a skull and crossbones on fast food. I used imagery. And I just stopped buying it. There's a movie, if you really want to learn more, and I think it's free on a variety of channels. I think it's free on Amazon, and it's free on Netflix. It's called That Sugar Film. Okay? And if you watch that film, you'll get clear really fast. And it's entertaining as well.
That Sugar what again?
That Sugar Film.
Phil, F-I-L-L?
Film.
Oh,
here,
film. Oh, That Sugar Film. Okay.
That's what it's called. And if you don't find it for free, Vienna, I can give it to you. Because
okay.
I have it as part of my program. So
okay, That Sugar Film. Okay, I'll try Netflix, see if they have it.
Yeah, if they don't have it for free for you, then just send me a message and I'll send you the link.
Okay.
So here's the thing. We have to create an image that's powerful enough in our brain that makes us want to stop. For me, it was skull and crossbones. It was poison, right? And when you know that the things that are sprayed on our food are poisonous, and it's just right before they serve it to you. Can we talk about McDonald's for a moment?
Oh, let's do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back in 2015, I'm about 2.5 years into my health journey. And I'm in grad school. And we're supposed to be doing, like, you know, each week we have to bring something from the news, right? So, you know, you and I always talk about glyphosate, which is, you know, the active ingredient in Roundup sprayed all over our food. But no one talks about this. It's called Monitor. And here's the story. McDonald's, I'm sure Burger King too, but the story was about McDonald's. They like having these big potatoes that flower out of the basket that they hold for the French fries. And they're good. They taste good. Who can't lie about that? Tastes good, right?
They dip them in sugar, I've heard.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you this. The potato is actually... the potato that they need, and I think it's an Idaho potato, and that's irrelevant really to this conversation, but the potato they need is really long, and it has this thing called necrosis, meaning it bruises really easily. And so they didn't want people to see brown spots on the French fries that popped out of their bouquet of fries.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like a bouquet of flowers.
Right.
Right? So they contracted with the farmers to spray this chemical called Monitor on the French fries prior to harvesting the potato.
Well,
guess what? They complied. They had to wear a hazmat suit.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So it has to gas off in the field. I'm doing this from memory. I want to say it's like 5 or 6 weeks in the field, and they have to wear a hazmat suit. And then they put it in a stadium-sized building to gas off after they harvest it for another 5 to 6 weeks. Give or take some time frame, okay? Either way, not a good message, right? Not a good thing. Not cool for you, because if they're wearing a hazmat suit to be exposed to it, but you're putting it in your flipping body, okay, you can do the math.
Absolutely.
So I would, if you're listening and you have your comfort food, mine was Rocky Road ice cream, specifically Haagen Dazs. Okay? I haven't had it since 2013. And is it delicious? Oh, yeah. It was killing me. Killing me. So there's two things. Maybe more than two. One, mindset. What is it that you really want? Are you living by your highest value? And is it serving you? Yeah, these are the questions. Because no one can make you stop eating. Only you can. You have control of your health. You have control of your spiritual health. And so then, if you say, okay, I don't want to have Haagen-Dazs, which I get it, it's delicious.
The best.
What's an alternative? And is it safe? Is it reason? Is it like it's sugar. Don't give dates and raisins are still sugar. Is it an apple? Is it oranges? What I want you to do, find something sweet, okay? Because we have to transition you. It's not going to happen in a day. But I want it to have fiber, okay? So apples have fiber, bananas have fiber, oranges have fiber, right? When it's in its purest form. And then I want you to have a vision for what's important for you, right? Like what do you aspire to be? And I'm just going to say this. I created about 3 weeks ago. By the way, I love your headpiece.
Oh, thank you.
Gorgeous.
It's a scarf. Beautiful scarf.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I have one from Hawaii from when I was 7.
Oh.
My mom went there, brought it back for me, and I was wearing it the other day.
You know, that's part of the therapy color for me is color. I love to find, you know, scarves and headpiece that have color, because color, wouldn't you agree, is part of your therapy to balance the body?
Yes. So we as humans, we're empathic. Mm-hmm. And so I'm with you. And my husband's the same way. He's got, like, he has to have his blues, right, to keep him calm, grounded. I'm more brown and olive and like that. Keeps me grounded. But the important thing I want to mention about what I created about a few weeks ago is, you remember in high school or grade school, whatever, the 3 R's, writing, arithmetic, you know.
Reading, yeah, reading,
I
writing.
I created 3 R's. Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic, thank you. I created 3 R's. And the first two you'll know, which is remove, right, remove toxins. Replace with nutrients, dense foods. But my third R is receive God's word. Receive divine intervention. And I'm not telling you that you can't receive God's word without doing those two things. I did. I received God's word. He helped me. He got through. And he showed me the way. But I'm going to tell you, that as you remove these things, you hear it loud and clear. And then finally, I just want to say this. Last 2 years, I gained weight back. I gained about 20, 25 pounds. And that's after getting rid of all the toxins. So I want to go back to mindset. The most important thing that you can do for yourself is to find peace. Find inner peace. Because as long as we continue to fight other people, their reality, and try to power over them or try to have our way, our bodies release cortisol and other, you know, chemicals. And if you get out of balance, which is what, you know, we're talking about, you just end up gaining weight again. And so really my whole struggle, my whole entire life has really not been about eating. It's been about stress.
And I have to agree, you know, Curtis Kojo Moro has a comment. He says, I say shame on ourselves when we know better and don't do better, you have problems. That's the kind of language that can put people in depression. And so I would have to say to him, thank you for your comment, but my consciousness these days is, watch the language you put on. Don't put shame on other people for the journey they're on to balance what you're talking about, emotions and receiving. I love that last art, receiving. I like receiving divine inspiration from the universe and the cosmos and the plurality and the collective that is everywhere, whether it's going out listening to birds singing. Going out, for me, my inspiration is a sunrise. Like I just told people, I've been orgasmic being on the beach with a sunrise. And that is the inspiration that says, I don't even need to eat today because I am so full of the energy of the sun and the waves and the sand, the crystals in the sand. that's why your third R can be developed so well and so much to help people keep that balance and reduce the stress. Because depending on what you, your inspiration is, if you can just feed on that all day, then the stress will go away. But if the person is saying, well, you're ashamed, shame on you that you can't get your act together. And when we know better, we do better. Well, a lot of people know better. Listen, I have people in my life who I raised to not eat sugar, to stay away from, you know, processed food. And what do you think is on the counter? A bag of granulated sugar. And the coffee's there and the Pringles are there and all the things that, like, I go, like the crossbone. How about the crossbone on the Pringles and all the sugary?
Yes, I did, because, look, I had to shift my mindset, and no one can do that for me other than me. And whoever, no one can do that for you other than you, whoever you are who's listening.
But I realized, here's the thing I realized, in stopping putting the shame on other people and lecturing them about knowing better and doing better, I'm observing the process that we went through to be aware of listening to our bodies and making changes when the body is saying, you're out of balance. If you got a pain, just say headaches, for instance. If these people in my life are waking up every day with a headache, they usually change their behavior because they don't want to be on aspirin forever. I mean, they have enough wisdom to know that when the body symptoms show up, I got to make some changes. And I'm either going to keep on this same path that I've been on, drinking the coffee and the sugar and the alcohol and all that, or I'm going to make a shift. So my observation is, how wise are you to recognize when your body talks to you really loudly, how wise are you to know that you got to make some changes in your life?
Well, right. And so, and here's the thing. So let me go back to the shame thing. Look, I'm going to tell you, I've used that word, shame on me for shaming someone else. And it really wasn't about that. Wasn't about weight. Or eating. It was about other stuff. It was because it was all about me, not about them.
Right, right.
My lack, not their lack.
That's right.
And so that's the thing we need to be doing. And it's not something I'm proud of telling people about. But I'm saying it because we've all done it. Okay? So it's time to turn the corner. I know it's a time for me to turn the corner. I'm not using those words anymore. You know, so, you know, send people grace cards. But when you're sending out that grace card, send it to yourself first.
And thank you. We got to go to the last break. We're going to go to the last break. Thank you, Jody, about the grace card. And I'm like, here's my grace card. Zip the lips and observe without judgment.
That's guidance I've been getting every single day this week. I wanted, before we go to commercial.
Yeah.
Key word that you said was, you would think it's judgment. It's not. Observe. Just be an observer. Because if you can go into observation and just learn from what they're going through, remember you went through it, judgment doesn't enter in.
And a lot of the judgment that I've had, especially with these adult men in my life who were once, I called them my children, and I shifted and said, these are my messengers now to teach me about stop judging, stop having fear and worry about what if something happens to them, if they keep the same behavior, what if they get sick, what if they get a disease, and heaven forbid, what if they die? Oh my goodness. That's the fear of...
Thank you.
And that's not easy.
Well, I have a blue relationship with my brother, who's the most amazing soul. He's been my rock since I was a child, and I'm pushing my agenda about health on him, and he's like, yeah, no. And I almost blew it.
Exactly.
That's my charge.
And because a lot of it is because of our fear of what could happen if they die. If they don't follow our plan, our program, then they could die, and then And then what? Oh, they get rewarded. Oh, okay. Well, that's the reality I had to come to, is like, you know, if they die, they're going to get rewarded and I'll tell their story. But I needed to come out of the fear and worry as a mom about what if. And so, whoa, is that freeing? That's so freeing to say, this is my...
Death is just, because someone else needs to hear this. You know this already. So death is just another platform, if you will. Another, so we're here on the earth platform, and there are these other platforms. So the physical body dies, and you can't give that person a hug, but you can talk to them all day long. It may take a little bit more energy, but you can talk to them all day long. The soul never dies.
Thank you. And that's the reality every mother needs to really take in and stop worrying about their children becoming adults and making stupid, what we might look at as stupid decisions, but actually life decisions that will teach them something they need to learn. It's about, I look at these grown men in my life now and I'm like, wow, must be something they need to learn that they didn't learn from me, and the universe is going to teach them a better lesson. So I need to just step back and observe the process again and stop worrying if something might happen, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to take our last break, and then I see we have a hand up in the studio. If you have a question for Jody or myself, or just want to make a comment, share your journey about your imbalanced body or whatever, we want to help each other have victory today over obesity and imbalances in the body. So we'll be right back to do just that.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
And before we go to our caller, Jody, are you familiar with Ayurvedic medicine, and do you practice it or use it at all?
I don't practice it. I am familiar with it. There are people who are way more skilled in that. I have more aspire to I aspire to really just getting rid of toxins in your body and then eating the way that you want to eat and eating foods that are toxic free and, you know, low sugar. We do need some sugar, but most of that sugar we can get from fruits and vegetables.
So what I've observed, I lived, as you may know, I lived with a woman for a year and a half in an ashram, yoga ashram, and she was an Ayurvedic teacher, philosopher, and we exchanged a lot of knowledge, information about Ayurvedic, and we were both vata bodies, thin shaped bodies, didn't have a problem with weight at all. So a lot of the counseling that she did was for people who were kaphas. And here was the advice she sent me today. I wanted her to come on the show and share her knowledge about Ayurvedic, but she had some other things going. She said, for obesity, according to Ayurveda, people need to stay away from sugar, wheat, and dairy, exercise, stimulation, aerobics, swimming, walking, stay away from cold water drinks, slow it down, the digestive fire, and create toxins in the body. The emotion that is connected is not feeling loved. They feel they have to fill that void. So I wanted to ask you about cold beverages, because I'm noticing my ex-husband used to put Fiji water bottles in the freezer. He'd fill them up, put them in the freezer so they could get cold enough for him. He was a kapha, a big, strong, thick skin, thick bone person, and now today he's very overweight. Other people in my life, a friend of mine in Fort Lauderdale, old kapha type, love cold beverages, can't drink anything but cold beverages. My granddaughter started even at 7, saying, well, I like cold water. I want cold water. And she's a kapha type or almost there. She has thicker skin and bones. What's your beverage choice? Have you over the years noticed at all whether you prefer cold beverages over hot? What's that been like for you?
Well, so I try to not shock my body. So I go with room temperature. And even my coffee, which is not really coffee, it's made from dandelion. Okay, so there's no caffeine. I try to really do things at room temperature. And from time to time, and it's really a rarity, but it's maybe like once every 6 months that I really just need some really cold water.
Now, leading up to your obesity, your overweight situation, do you remember whether you preferred cold beverages during that time over? Okay.
I was hilarious. I would eat and then I would shove my body with Twinkies and Tostitos and things like that. It was crazy.
So your beverages, you don't remember whether you preferred cold, ice cold, or hot?
When I was younger, I still did room temp. I mean, I was drinking Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, so that's chilled. But for the most part, with water, and I was more of a water drinker, it was not ice cold. I've always kept things room temperature. I think it bothered my teeth, so I didn't like having cold.
Okay. We had a caller that pressed one. I don't know if he's still. Caller that pressed one. Did you want me to open up your mic or not? Otherwise, I'll come back to you.
And I'm putting in here comments. It looks like Naeem has been commenting.
Okay.
I put a link in there for Robin Wheeler's lip fetish. It's actually called.
Oh, thank you. Fetish. Yes, I see that. Thank you. And Kwame Senhorst.
I just ordered like, I don't know, 3 lipsticks.
Great. You know what? Mine is out. I've been like scraping the bottom of my lipstick thing with my other lipstick. So it's time for a new one. Thank you for that. I'm going to get on that in order. Kwame Senhorst, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Grand Rising. Good. Greetings to Jody. You know, I came in a little late, but I can hardly hear. She's vibrating.
Okay,
anyway,
how are you?
But anyway, what I was hearing, and, you know, you did a show once and talking about cold beverages, but you were talking about cold showers, how
right.
that stimulates the body. You know, on the outside, the skin is the largest organ. But what I was sharing with you, I sent you about three different slides of a PowerPoint I did some when Obama was president. So that's how long back it was. But it was talking about the obesity and GMOs and the genocide of Mother Earth's original seeds. And that's what we have and now in the food that is being produced, because there was at that time, there was a big thing about Monsanto creating Terminator seeds. And what we're having now is this spiritual, it's not so much like what's going on in Ukraine, a physical war. We're having a spiritual war because there's a great shifting. Right now we're having the alignment of what's called the planet parade, where the five planets are coming into alignment. And those energies are affecting the planet and all that's on the planet. And what we're having to look at is, I think I've sent it to you, about the medical industry and how they're having a conference in May. And what they're now looking at is, how do we work or alter the 12 strand that is coming in the human now? We were at 6-strand DNA. Now the 12 strand is there. Bank of America, Pfizer, and a lot of the big pharmaceutical corporations are now looking at how they're going to alter this gene. And so what we're looking at, the genes have been altered in most of our food. And I know you spoke about the potato and the potatoes, the seedless, because if you're making a seedless product and selling it to the consumer, that means when they consume it, their bodies become a process of becoming seedless. That's why we have, you know, the different types of defects that we see coming into the world. Because when we come into the world, when you're born, you're dead. When you're born, you're dead, because that is your inevitable. You're going to die. Part of it is how do you live is what we're here to do. And we're chosen by the spirit of our children that they choose us to come through to show us this part of what they're going to do, what they need our help in giving them the right tools to build what their purpose is. This is why I like the 10th insight. Because that was the other part of Celestine prophecy, and where it showed that we come onto the planet with our helpers and our guides come in with us. We have to begin to stop deterring our children from connecting to their spirituals that come in with them. We tell them, no, that ain't nobody, that your little friend is not real. No, they are real. But what happens is as they grow, they become further away from their spiritual. And we now, with this engineering of AI, we have to look at the DI, the divine intelligence, because there was a wood wide web before there ever was an internet. And this wood wide web has been earthing the energy of consciousness to the human. That's why we speak different languages, because you get different vibrations on the different parts of the earth you live. So what we're needing to do is, how do we use our words?
Well, and here's the article. As you were talking, I thought about this article I had pulled up. Let thy smartphone be thy medicine. Google, Amazon make big moves into healthcare. As big tech and major retail firms move into healthcare, they bring promises of convenience and innovation they claim will benefit consumers. But the move also raises questions about the ever-growing power and influence of such firms and their real motivation for getting into healthcare.
Okay. And could I share
Hold on a minute. Let me have Jody comment. Go ahead.
Bill Gates and
Jeff Bezos, and they are not in the medical field, and they're and certainly not in the wellness field. I mean, people, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When somebody, look, I'm not saying people can't have interest in other areas, but don't be giving out advice and don't be, like, taking on something that's not your charge. And if you're not getting healthier under the current situation, do the polar opposite of what you're doing now and stop listening to people who have an agenda other than your health. And there's no one who knows better than you.
Right.
All right.
So one statement about that, a recent event called the, quote, the checkup, Google outlined a new future for healthcare using technological innovations such as, guess what, artificial intelligence and new partnerships with private firms to offer a wide new range of potential health services. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Kwame. Go ahead.
I'm asking your audience to just go on and find World Medical Innovation Forum, worldmedicalinnovationforum.org. And this forum is geared at what I said, shared about the 12-strand DNA. They're already now looking at how they're going to alter the genes of our seven generations to come. This is what they're in the process of doing as we speak. Because when we were looking at the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident, Congress and the Senate passed what's called the COVID-19 History Document Act. The COVID-19, look it up, COVID-19 History Document Act. That means now they can't mandate, but what they can do say is that you have to prove your history of being inoculated with the vaccine for COVID-19. You have to now show your documented history of your interaction with COVID-19. That's how they put it in there in their wording. While we were looking at Will Smith, they were looking at how we will get them into this COVID-19 pandemic. So what we're looking at is that there is a plan that's already designed. That's why it's called Agenda 21, Agenda 30, Agenda 2050. Their agenda is to make the human the new machine that they need and to eliminate as much as they can in the people on the planet that are useless eaters.
So yeah, we got to be so alert these days about this new technology. And Skylink is something that everybody should be looking into. It's about satellite technology that's going to just transform planet Earth. But here's something simple we can look at. The Environmental Working Group, I want to bring this in before we go.
Oh, yeah, the EWG?
Yeah, Environmental Working Group today announced that strawberry, spinach, and leafy greens, again, the top offenders on its 2022 Dirty Dozen, a list of the most pesticide-contaminated fresh fruits and vegetables based on the latest test by the U.S. Department. So this article got my attention because people, oh, I can't eat organic. Well, you don't have to eat
organic.
Yeah, you don't have to eat organic on all foods, but when they bring out this information that strawberry, spinach, and leafy greens are the worst pesticide-contaminated fruits and vegetables, those are three that you need to have organic on your shopping list because they're the worst. Chemicals from that. Now, you can enjoy other, like pineapples. I have bought so many organic pineapples that turned out to be terrible. So I just go with the regular commercial, get the skin off and enjoy the core and all parts of that pineapple. But I want to just advise you, strawberries, spinach, and leafy greens, please buy organic strawberries only, organic spinach and leaf. Otherwise, don't grow your own. Thank you. That'd be the best. Grow your own.
That's that's what I wanted to share, is that when are we going to start? We're talking organic and commercial, but when are we going to get hand-grown food that comes from our own hands?
Yeah.
And these are the things that we have to look at, how our ancestors ate and lived to be over 100 years old. We're not there.
Yeah.
I'm at 72. I've gone past statistics because a black man is not supposed to live to 70.
Right. That's my dad always said. He lived to be 95, and he's like, I'm not supposed to be in even here. But the other thing is farmers markets. I love farmers markets because I'm getting to know people who can grow good food, organic food in my neighborhood. I'm not depending on people sending me food from California that it's going to be organic and fresh, and that ain't happening. So I'm looking more, and especially in Georgia, Jody, you're in a really good place. I hope you're finding some great farmers markets because there's a lot of people doing organic farming in Georgia and Florida. Mama AZ, I'm going to open your mic because you don't have much time left, and you're echoing. So go ahead, speak.
Okay. Thank you, family. Thank you, Brother Kwame Jody. Grow your own. All organic food is not organic. Everybody, please do not buy into that. You got to find a way to grow your own. If you taste it and you muscle test it, it will tell you. I have a lot more to share, but that's another show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jody, you're looking good, Jody. You sound good. I'm grateful you're over there in Georgia. Go to Brother Kwame's sweat lodge. It will do your body good. Thank us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Brother Kwame. Are you having a sweat lodge in Georgia soon, Brother Kwame? Oh, wait a minute. I closed your mic. Hold on. Let me open up your mic again. Brother Kwame, you having a sweat lodge in Georgia anytime soon?
Well, I'm going over to Arkansas on the 30th to do Crystal Dig and to do a sweat lodge for a group that's going over there. And I'm getting ready to, because the saplings that are growing now, I'm getting ready to rebuild my lodge here in back of my space. So I plan to have one before the summer. And yeah, usually do is only a few because I don't have the large one like I do for the community lodge. A smaller one where maybe 6 to 8 people can come in and we'll commune that way and doing the lodge and having a feast afterwards. So that's what I...
I want in.
She wants in. So there, you got at least one. I'll try and make it, but... Thank you, Brother Kwame. We need that sweat lodge as part of the balancing obesity and overweight conditions. And Jody, exercise. We have not touched on exercise. What's your favorite exercise?
Walking. So
walking.
The activity I did, literally, and I'll do this fast, because I was disabled. When I first started, it was walking downstairs, which is 3 flights, and up 3 flights just to get my mail. And then I walked to the store to get like a little something, or I walked, you know, short stints. And then I walked all my errands, and now I can walk at least 7 miles. So,
wow.
Be active on your phone. If you're taking a meeting, people, do a walking meeting. Get on your phone, get your gym shoes on, walk while you talk. You won't even know that you're walking. Because you'll be so busy in your conversation. Like, crap, I just did 2,300 steps. Woohoo!
Yeah, and then you got to get the pace up a little more each time, right? You got to get that heart rate up.
People to have the grace to just get out and be active.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
For you, start there.
That's...
Build up.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I go to YouTube and look at senior citizens, what they should be doing at their, you know, to stay healthy and active. And there's this one woman, she's a chiropractor or something. She's like, okay, you need to increase your heart rate, so let's get the pace up. And then you need to add weights and you need to do this. And she's always challenging me, but I just add a little at a time so I don't get too overwhelmed. And one thing I'm doing is just trying to walk faster because I love walking's my favorite. And again, I don't need to lose weight, but my circulation and heart rate are more my concern. And so, Jody, what would you give for final word for those people who may still be struggling with their out of balance situation and their weight? What would be your advice?
Call me. That's my recommendation. Call you, call me.
Right. We need a coach.
You need a coach. You can't do this on your own.
Right.
You're not supposed to do this on your own. It's really tough, and you need a coach. And at some point, you have to invest in yourself. So stop spending all the money on the drug, you know, the prescription, but whatever, and invest that money in other things. It's a mindset, and you're going to need some help in shifting that mindset.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Jody, for sharing with us today. And where are your birds today? I don't see anybody.
They're actually squawking to come out. I can go get them because they want to talk to you.
Oh, so okay. Well, we're going to hear from the birds a little bit before we go. She's got two beautiful parrots that always chime in on her shows to give us some wisdom. And it's that time again. Let's see, say our thank you ending. I'm going to start that. And keep in mind, again, mind, body, spirit balancing. Look at Ayurveda if you're ready to learn something.
We've come to the end of our show today.
And there's two beautiful birds that are going to say, what do you have to say for us today? Oh, okay.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
You can see they're happy to be here.
Yes.
Hi
there. Beautiful nature there. If you, the compliment color, my goodness, it's awesome. All right. Well, thank you again. What are their names again?
Be sure to get your copy of the book,
Tinkerbell.
Sweetness.
Okay.
Bagala.
All right. Sweetness and Dora, we love you. Stay happy. All right. All right. Have a beautiful day, my sister. And we'll see Jody on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to say goodbye to
Poland.
Oh, great. So join her on Tuesday morning right here on the Female Solution. And we're going to say thank you to our global family now.
Grazie. Shukran.
Ghana.
Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal.
Get it.
Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Shalom. Love you.